My question was, Baker Charles, BAKER Charles, CHARLES, it was 8/1/1930, it was of 1/21/13. That situation came in evaluation of COPD, and I fear for obstructive sleep apnea. Question of ST of diabetes and hypertension, and the fire ST of fire ST of pneumonia. He was hospitalized the 5th November with TIA and a confusional state, and was evaluated for a stroke. It was aphasic briefly, and did recover almost completely after a day. Apparently this attack occurred while he was in the ophthalmology department having some eye surgery and was under partial sedation. He is on oxygen continuously at home, and he does use a nebulizer with withdrawal solution. TIDPRN, and he has a CPAP mask at home for sleep apnea, and has been on Coumadin for irregular. Has been on Coumadin for atrial fibrillation. There is also a history for chronic pain for which he does take oxycodone. His other review systems are negative, but does have joint pain sensitivities and lower back pain, and denied any skin lesions, but he does have a history of depression and anxiety. Next, next paragraph, Jack Douglas is a elderly. I'm sorry, not the little, it's a middle-aged I completed the dictation on this patient. The impression was obstructive sleep apnea, number 2, COPD, chronic bronchitis and emphysema. And number 3 is TIA recent. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus, hypertension. Yeah, next plan, the patient will continue with the CPAP mask nightly. O2-1 nasal cannula during the day at 3 liters. And refill from Symbicort 160 by 4.5 to 2 plus twice a day. Advised to commence the follow-up approximately. Approximately 3 months relief necessary, thank you. We will continue with the elements and medications above, including the coumadine, amitriptyline, plantus insulin, 100 units BID. and Gandhi went in himself a few thoughts, three times a day. That is well, it's a big thought. Follow up to be arranged in 3 months. Thank you.